Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.
At 8:21 on KNX 1070, let's go live to the governor right now and talk a little bit about the price of gasoline, what he has done over the weekend to move us toward the cheaper winter blend of gasoline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning.
So most of the analysts that we've talked to today, and for that matter over the last several weeks, have said and told us that actually you should have made this decision several weeks ago so that the impact of the price of gasoline on us today would be a lot less. You know, why didn't you move earlier than this?
Well, you know, you always have a Monday morning quarterback. We haven't done this before since Katrina. We have a system in place that started with Governor Reagan back in 1971. So we're trying to protect the health of people, particularly the elderly and very young children. At the same time, you want to know what the hell you're doing, because sometimes you jump and then people say, why the hell did you do that? So I took the action based on the best advice I could, and we're doing what we can to bring it down. But some of these gasoline dealers, they can also hold the price. So this is a matter where we all got to pitch in. And politics today is degenerated to the point where people would rather blame than pull together in a tough situation.
Well,
and I'd like to see our oil companies and our gas station people do what they can, recognizing that many of them are caught in pretty much of a tight bind.
Well, let me ask you this, because even by your own admission in your statement that you released on this when you announced that you were going to do it, you said that doing this would have only a negligible impact on the quality of the air. Is it time for California to rethink all of these issues that get involved in the production of gasoline in this state?
Oh, look, this thing has been around, as I said, since Ronald Reagan was our governor back in the early 70s. And generally, it works very well. But, you know, when you get three refineries down, you've got Chevron that had that fire that put them out of commission for the most part. And then you had Tesoro and Exxon down for maintenance. And why the heck that all happened at once, that's another inquiry you might make. But look, we protect our air. In most days, most months, things work fine most years. So this time we've got a real problem. Consumers are getting gouged. But every time the spot price goes up doesn't mean that the retailers have to add on as well. So I think we all got to, you know, do what we can to make our state work as best as possible.
Well, but let me ask you this. Going back to these environmental issues, because I hear some frustration, I think, in your voice about some of these issues. But let me ask the question again.
Sure.
We certainly work toward better air here in the state of California. We know we have some issues that still exist. But is it time to perhaps rethink some of these environmental regulations affecting the production of gasoline in California? And would you support or acknowledge that there may be, you know, we may be at a time when it's time to take another look?
Look, it's always time to look at things and probe into possibilities to make things better. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We've got some good rules here. We got people who really suffer from smog, particulate matter, sulfur, oxides of oxides of nitrogen. Tons of this stuff goes into the air. During the summer, there is a blend that tries to minimize the dangerous effect of this kind of air pollution. So what we've done is we brought on the winter gas a little sooner, because then when it's colder, you don't have the same problem. Sure, we'll take a look at it. But remember, anytime you got a news story like this, you got to jump on it, you got to do something, and you got to say, hey, you're at fault, or do something, jump. We're jumping, we're taking a good step, and yep, if we can find a way to protect our health and keep our prices down, you can be sure we're going to do it.
You alluded to this a moment ago about the gouging. Senator Feinstein is also concerned about this. She's concerned about what's going on in California. She's raising questions about, you know, what's going on with the refineries, what's going on with the dealers. I sense you share those same questions. Are you prepared to acknowledge that there maybe is a problem and that an investigation should be launched?
Well, look, I'm not a guy who's looking for evil all the time. I'm trying to make a very divided state come together and work on a host of different problems, okay, from our budget deficit to this crisis now with out-of-control gas prices. Look, we'll look, just like you say, look at some of the environmental stuff. Senator Feinstein said, hey, is there a conspiracy? Why do these oil refineries go offline in the middle of the summer when they know supplies are getting tight? We can look at all that stuff. But I think, well, in order to really solve our problems, we've got to work together and have a little bit of trust while we do keep a real skeptical eye at what we're finding.
Well, you know, when a person pulls up to a gasoline station and they see the price at $4.75, $4.80, pushing toward $5 a gallon, there's a lot of skepticism out there.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm one of the most skeptical people in this damn state. I've seen it. I've been around for a long time. I was around when the last gas line started, went back to Washington, and got some real help. But we're in a very integrated system, and we are vulnerable, you know, to foreign cutoff, to all sorts of disruption from refineries going out of line, terrorist attack. So, yeah, we're taking the action we can, but even the action that I just ordered is not going to solve it, you know, in the next couple of days. Over time, it's going to come down. And if anybody's got better ideas, please call us and we'll respond.
All right, good enough. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Governor.
Great.
Governor Jerry Brown there with us live. KNX News, time 827.